Hello, this is Charles Shepherd of the Fort Wayne Museum of Art, bringing you another chapter of American Stories, the behind-the-scenes look into America's history of art and culture. Today's story is about artist model Audrey Munson. Audrey Marie Munson, known as Miss Manhattan and the American Venus, was born in 1891 in a small town in upstate New York. After her parents divorced, Audrey moved to the city with her mother, where she was spotted by the photographer Ralph Draper. Draper asked to be one of her models. She was a natural on camera, and the photographer convinced both she and her mother that she could become a professional model if she were allowed to pose nude. Draper shot hundreds of shots of the young beauty and then introduced her to the sculptor Isidore Conti. He too asked her to pose nude. Word of her loveliness spread throughout the New York art community, and soon the young girl from upstate New York was the most popular in-demand artist model in the city. Every prominent sculptor in New York was clamoring to work with her, and Audrey began to achieve a significant level of celebrity. In 1915, American sculptor Alexander Calder selected Audrey as the featured model for the International Exposition, which was held in San Francisco. Munson posed for an astonishing three-quarters of all the sculpture at that event. For the next decade, Munson became the model of choice for a host of sculptors and painters in New York City. Her face and figure were immortalized in the historic Beaux-Arts architecture of New York, including atop the 40-story municipal building where her flowing figure holds a five-pointed crown in one hand to symbolize the five boroughs of New York. In addition, she appears on the arch of the Manhattan Bridge, the rooftop of the Metropolitan Museum, outside the Custom House, in the lobby of the Hotel Astor, atop the Pulitzer Fountain, and on the Mercury Dime. Outside New York City, Audrey's image was reproduced for sculptural figures for the cupolas of many public buildings. The figure atop our own courthouse is suspected to be modeled after her beautiful form. In 1916, Audrey moved to California and entered the movies. In all, she starred in four silent films. The first of these, Inspiration, was the story of a sculptor's model, and she made history as the first time that a woman took off all her clothes on film. Recreating scenes from classic paintings, the censors were reluctant to ban the film, fearing that it would also have to ban Renaissance art. Her films were a box office success. Unfortunately, no prints of any of her movies have survived. As the silent films gave way to the talkies, her career went into a tailspin because she was totally unprepared for any type of a speaking role. She returned to the East Coast and found that the unfair, fickle nature of fame had already retired her. The Beaux-Arts construction boom was over, and Audrey was left behind, forgotten so fast it was almost as if she had never existed. 1919 found Munson back in New York City, living with her mother in a boarding house owned by one of her fans, a Dr. Walter Wilkins. Wilkins had fallen in love with Audrey, and in an attempt to make himself eligible for her, murdered his own wife, Julia. Although Audrey and her mother had left New York City prior to the murder, the police still wished to question them, and this resulted in a nationwide person hunt. They finally were questioned in Toronto, Canada, where they testified that they had moved out because Mrs. Wilkins had requested it. This satisfied the police, but the negative publicity generated by the case effectively ended Munson's career as a model and as an actress. By 1920, Munson, unable to find work anywhere, returned with her mother to Syracuse, New York. Back upstate, Audrey was alienated and alone. It's speculated that the conservative-minded small town did not approve of the local girl who had posed nude. Feeling like an outcast, she began showing signs of possible mental unbalance and paranoia. In 1931, a judge ordered the 39-year-old into a psychiatric facility for treatment. She was to remain there for the next 65 years until her death in 1996 at the age of 105. Just before her death, she wrote this in a local newspaper. What becomes of artist models? I'm wondering if many of my readers have not stood before a masterpiece of lovely sculpture or remarkable painting featuring a young girl and asked themselves the question, where is she now, this model who was once so beautiful? Thank you for joining me, Charles Shepherd, for this week's program. Please join me again next week for another episode of American Stories on NIPR.